My aunt's little ones are doing a 9-week course. And I mean, I know they're really OLIC and stuff, but I just think it's kind of cruel. Because when she says sit, they sit. When she says come, they come. And now, she's teaching them tricks, like party tricks and stuff. I mean, it's exploitation. Come on, I mean, the poor dogs.
A combination meal, inspired by 7 colors, there's something for everyone. Nando's, fire it up.
This is CliffCentral.com. The O'Neill Africa Experience. Africa Experience. The number one African music vault.
Yes, I'm Jimmy Wiz.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Jimmy Wiz, a return of the new old school. He's got a brand new single. It's simply titled 98 Swing. It seems everybody's on this 90s swing now. We've seen Bruno Mars hanging out with Cardi B. They put out Finesse. There's already a Finesse remix in the works as well. So it looks like everybody's taking music to where the supposed golden days of music. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the O'Neill Africa Experience 2018. I do hope that every single one of you is back and you are safe. That's the only thing we can hope for, honestly. Health and just for you to be safe. We've got an awesome show today. I don't know if you are following me on social media, you would know that I did highlight the fact that we would be moving to a new slot, which is the slot we are occupying right now, and we've scaled down the show from 2 hours to 1 hour. Now, the reason why that is because we just want to, you know, package the show nicely for you. We chose a time that a lot of people made suggestions for. This was not my doing. Most of y'all asked for this specific time because for some reason on a Friday evening is difficult. Most people are rushing to the airport. It's just a very chaotic time to try and be doing this. So I wanted to make sure that we accommodate each and every single one of you, and I hope that it does work out. Today's show, though, I am super excited, not necessarily about the guest himself, but the work that he has been putting in. I think it's well documented that I'm a huge fan of his work, his artistry. And I know that he has been working tirelessly on a brand new album, which I'm hoping today will focus or will get the lowdown out of why he did the album, the new album, and where his headspace has been at. Ladies and gentlemen, Blacklist is going to be joining us shortly. Thank you very much. Let me just remind you of who Blacklist is. My name is O'Neill. Thank you kindly for joining us.
Cause we want freedom. Keep the fame, cause we want freedom. All my people say bada bida, bada bida, bada bida, bada bada, bada bada, bada bada, bada bada, bada bada, bada bada, bada.
Oh, yes. He has been hailed as one of the dopest lyricists of our time. It's something that I know he's very modest about. He doesn't really talk about it a lot. Blacklist, how you doing, brother?
Yes. What's up, dog?
Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. Happy New Year to you and the listeners and everybody.
Happy New Year to you. Listen, yeah. I feel like the discussion this time around is going to be a lot more tighter because... we've done this a couple of times before. We know what we need to be focusing on. I'm not going to be asking you where you went to school.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah.
Baby Brother.
Yeah.
Let's go right into it. The title itself, that's the name of your new project.
Uh-huh.
Explain the title to me.
Yeah. Blacklist is the last born in the family. You know, the last born is sometimes seen as like the black sheep. At times, and if they're not the black sheep, they're the last hope. If they're not the last hope, you know, they need to be, you know, they're needy.
Yeah.
Baby Brother is bringing all of those elements together.
Okay.
You know, of the last born, the last hope, sometimes the black sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Just fusing all of those elements together. And, you know, it's like, you know, when we were young, we used to watch, like, Captain Planet, right?
Where yeah.
You fuse different forces together, and they make one super hero, right?
Yeah.
In my case, some of the forces I fuse may have been frowned upon in the past, but we turned them around
yeah.
and made them good. You know, baby brother's coming into his own. I mean, if you listen to my previous album, A Broken Man's Dream, I was a broken man. Now I'm a baby brother coming out of his shell. No more brokenness, a lot of joy.
Mm.
Like, it's just internal joy. There are certain things now that I secretly believe about myself, and I've got a lot of conviction, very positive things that I secretly believe that will manifest and that come out when you listen to Baby Brother. I know it's like a long explanation.
No.
I hope you get it.
I get it.
Yeah.
Look, the one thing that has been very crystal clear about you every single time I've spoken to you is that you have such clarity of thought. In as far as you understand your artistry and you're able to represent yourself well.
Yes, sir.
And you're able to represent your artistry well, because even through the times when it may not have been so clear cut in your career, you still understood, you were able to make sense.
Yes, sir.
Of the rubble itself. Now, where are you right now at the moment in terms of the artistry itself? What are some of the challenges that you've had to overcome?
I'm in a very, very grateful space right now, because you would believe some of the things I've been through, because we've spent so much time together
yeah.
doing this that I think you felt like you were going through
yes, along
this
the journey,
with me,
yeah.
you know. I'm very grateful that I'm in a positive space. I'm in a happy space. I'm creating progressive music. There's no more brokenness in the music. Although the music is very uplifting now, it's, you know, the tempo is a little bit different to what it was. There's, you know, I know what I want my people and my audience to take from the music, because, you know, as I said, I secretly believe certain things about myself. It's never about me and my goals when I present the music. It's always about what the music will do for the individual, you understand? So I said the other day to someone that I've always given my life to the music. I've always sacrificed a lot to the music. That romance has been more one-sided than you know, mutual. But I think with this album, things are taking a turn, because I mean, certain things had to be said, had to be done. You know, you hear people say, yo man, this song that you made saved my life, and you know, it changed my life. And that song didn't change my life,
yeah.
but it changed someone else's life. So many of my songs, so much of my music has done that for people. And I had to go through that phase where you become a lamb to the slaughter, and it's like, okay, cool, you know why you're in this game, you were born to do it, it's in your blood. Now we move from that and we go into a space where all of us rejoice. We celebrate the victories, the challenges, the trials that we overcame with this album.
Does the hustle, does the workload get easier as more and more people are familiar with your work, or does it get more difficult?
It gets more difficult. It doesn't get easy at all, because there's an air of expectation from people. People expect you to. You have to understand something about audiences. We deal mostly with a lot of audiences that don't have a deep understanding of the music, which is fair. I mean, music is music. You don't have to be intricate in your understanding about music. Some people just want like quick stuff now. Like,
yeah.
okay, you just did a song, video next week. Oh, why are you not on this radio station? Oh, why is this not happening? You understand what I'm saying? They don't understand the chain. The more prominence you get, the more people want to see you in that car. They want to see you on Instagram showing off this. You know, never mind what kind of human being you are, because I'm a guy that sort of keeps his stuff to themselves. You know, I'm not like a showboat. I showboat.
Yeah.
Through skill, I don't showboat in life or whatever. You know, that's not how I grew up. So I like to sort of keep my stuff separate from that. So there is an air of expectation for you to be a big time celebrity, to you know, to rub shoulders. We're talking off air, to rub shoulders with, you know, nerds and clowns in the industry, you know, be on the sexiest of whatever, whatever, which some of us didn't come into this game, came to do. We came to change lives and be great and leave a hell of a legacy. So, it's good that my niche market is exploding to a point where they are with me and they understand the core of who I am.
Yeah.
And people who are outside the niche are jealous, and now more people keep coming towards.
They want to come in now. Yeah. Speaking of which, hip hop, particularly SA hip hop, has experienced a couple of milestones in terms of just the nature of success of some of the artists. You know, people like Casper. We've seen the feats that he is engaged in. When Casper does what he does, I know you've got him on one of your new singles.
Right.
I believe we've got the song. We're going to be playing that song shortly. When he does events like what he did, and you know, the narrative has always been, you know, we're pushing, this is for the good of hip hop, for the greater good of hip hop. As an artist, does it really trickle down to you? Do you feel the ripple effect, as it were, of just how huge a feat it was that he embarked on?
That's an interesting question, because that kind of feat achieved by someone else can do one of two things. It can make you feel nothing about yourself if you're not the one achieving that feat. People would look at it. Some people would look at it and think, "Hey, how will I even get to those heights? Clearly, this is like, you know, I'll always be here." So some people will take the opportunity to hate on those kind of heights because they believe that they can't get there. So they start nitpicking on what this person is doing wrong. Oh no, the number's not this, it's that. Either that, or it can inspire you. Second thing it might do, it might inspire you to say, okay, this guy's destiny is to do what he's doing. He's fulfilling his destiny. That's his calling. He's filling stadiums. My milestone might be different from filling F&B because it's been done now, or filling the dome, or whatever the case. My milestone might be an artist that I break through and I work with Shadi, and then I become this huge star, and you know, my music changes the world, whatever the case. Yes, it has its effects, positive mainly, but some people choose to spin those effects into negativity by looking at what that man did wrong.
Right? Yeah.
Which is, it's not the culture of hip hop to hate, I don't believe. Like, people like to say it's competitive, we need to try and knock each other off our perches, but I don't believe that if somebody does well, that you want to ridicule them for doing well or doing their own thing, because we all have mouths to feed. I've got a team of people that I need to feed. I've got a daughter that I need to take to school and clothes and feed. You understand what I'm saying? There are people who work with me that expect to get paid. You understand? So I appreciate the vibes, the good vibes, more than anything. And from that kind of feat and milestone, I try to take off good vibes, so my team also has those vibes, so we don't have a team of negative individuals who are hustling with one eye on what's happening next door and being demotivated by it. You understand? So
we've got Black Les in studio. We're coming back.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Africa Experience, the number one African music vault.
It's Black Les. The music is rich, just the way we like it. It's called Cool Slaves. It's taken off the album Baby Brother.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about the production of this song. It sounds so rich.
Yeah, I mean, I was. It's produced by Silas Beats, a good friend of mine. You can hear Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
You know, eye to eye. You know, just turn it up a little bit. There. To eye. Yeah. You know, those who know will know.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, I've, you know, as I was saying to you off air, that I've always wanted to touch this song for like 5, 6, 7 years, you know, but I didn't have the gusto to do it. I didn't have the wisdom. I didn't have the expertise.
Yeah.
And then I heard it. I remember I was having lunch with a friend in 2015, and there were, you know, like those Sunday vibes in the afternoon, and
yeah,
the DJ then was playing old school music, you know, playing Stevie Wonder, you know, Love's in Need of a Love, that kind of stuff. And then this song came on, I'm like, you know what, I'm ready.
Yeah.
You know, so I zoned out. She was talking to me for like a while, and I was zoning out. Like, what's going on? I'm like, yo, this song. It's like, are you gonna do it? I'm like, maybe, I don't know. I didn't touch it until a year later.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, okay. You know, we got in there, I spoke to Silas, I said, this is how I want us to do it. He captured it to the T. I recorded it with Jay Smalls, who laid the vocals, the additional vocals, the harmonies as well. So it was more, as you quite put it, a feeling than anything. It's rich music. You listen to the music. I feel, you know, somebody asked me, what are your goals and your dreams for your career, whatever, and I said, I don't know, man. I'm just God's vessel. I'm his mouthpiece. You know, I have something to say. I have something that people have to hear, and you know, you listen to Cool Slaves, it's something that people have to hear, and it's not too far removed.
Yeah.
People can relate to it.
That's the thing.
It's simple English, simple music, simple language, simple Tswana. Everything is just so simple, but well written and well put together, so that people can sort of understand it and hear it and still jam to it at the same time.
I wanted to talk to you about Cool Slaves, the title itself.
Yeah.
Expand on that.
I mean, you hear, you know, for the spirit of Biko, Black of the Bay, we are beautiful people. It's a celebration. We fill in the streets, yo, Moratele Park, chilling under gazebos. You know, it's like, okay, cool. Here we are. We're free in this instance. This is what we do. This is our culture. Our culture is what makes us free, not necessarily our situations. Our situations could be messed up, but how we feel is the real freedom comes from how we feel and how our minds are set. And I say things towards the song, I say, but sometimes our minds take us to a place where we do things for other people, where, you know, I say chains. I said something about chains. How do I forget my own rhyme now? Anyway, so, yeah, so, we're in a club looking like a bunch of new slaves, you know? Everybody's like got these chains. There's nothing wrong with chains,
yeah, yeah.
But the worth in it sometimes has nothing to do with the feeling. The feeling people derive from people seeing that, oh snap, that guy's in this kind of car.
Yeah.
Oh snap, this guy's got this kind of girl. Oh snap, that chain. So if you were to wear a chain that's like so dope and rock sneakers and nobody noticed and said anything, you wouldn't feel dope.
I'm laughing because I was actually one of my favorite shows, the Carmichael Show.
Yeah, yeah, I like that too. Yeah, love it actually.
There's a part where Gerard talks about he showed up in a chain and he says, isn't it ironic that they came in boats, in chains.
Yes.
And rappers, as soon as they acquire a bit of wealth, they buy chains.
You understand? So,
so I suppose it's the same concept.
Yeah, it's the same concept. There's nothing wrong with buying chains. I'm just saying that the mentality,
it's what it means to you, I suppose.
Right. So, I mean, there are, you know, you look at, there are people who derive meaning from the simple things in life, and I think that's what made us strong as a people. When I say as a people, I mean black people. We took meaning from the simple things. I mean, back then, during the apartheid era, during the slavery, they had to find meaning in the simple things, and the simple thing was that they were fighting against the common enemy, which is, the common enemy wasn't necessarily a race, but it was the situation they were put in. You understand? So that was the meaning. You understand? So for me, I think I represent that kind of meaning. I cater towards people that want meaning in their lives, and, you know, want to escape certain situations. You know, all you have to do is play a Blacklist song and you're gonna escape. Poof, you disappear.
Let's talk about the album itself. Let's go through the songs in the project. How many songs are in the album? Do you even know yet?
I do. I don't want to let the cat. I'm not even going to tell you the features. You already know one feature.
Yes.
You know another feature off air that I told you about. Because I'm going to drop the track list.
Okay.
So I want you to be as excited about the track list.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Are you doing what I think you're doing?
No, not yet. Not yet. We'll get there.
All right,
we'll
get
there. I know everybody's waiting for the bars. We have to make them beg for the bars. Now, look. you obviously know what you're doing. You understand your artistry and you've grown.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Was it any easy to write the new songs? Does it get easier to write new songs as the world shifts and as the world moves forward?
It was less emotionally taxing than A Broken Man's Dream.
Yeah.
You know, A Broken Man's Dream was really tough. With this one, I was in a very good space. I mean, I was surrounded by very good people.
Mm-hmm.
I branched out into my own, you know. I'm doing my own thing under my own company, Baby Brother Entertainment, with my friend and cousin Tepo, you know. I work with very great people, Reba, people who really, really try to make sure that I'm okay.
Yeah.
That I'm happy. They understood that every time I make an album, I go into a bubble. But that, it's funny because I'm something of a social commentator, good and bad. I will observe people. I'll spend time observing, and then I go into a bubble and create. So I don't create out of my head or just off what Drake said or whatever. Yeah. I create from what I see. I mean, when, you know, we went to school, you know, we went to primary school, high school, some of us went to university. What they were teaching us were the basics. The basics were that you need to interpret, you need to excel, you know. Even if you're a mathematician, a scientist, you need to interpret, you need to excel at whatever it is that you do. You don't just cut and paste. So I interpret the world my own way, and I present my interpretation back to the world.
Do you self-identify as a rapper or an artist?
I'm an artist. I'm an artist above everything. I happen to be a very good rapper. I wasn't born with a great voice to sing. God gave me a gift to rap.
Okay.
So I think that's where the line came. That, okay, cool, this can't sing.
Maybe. Are there rappers who still inspire you today? Do you still find...
all the time, brother.
Yeah.
A lot of rappers inspire me locally and internationally. Yeah, it's you have to understand that when you hear greatness, you can't frown upon it, no matter where it comes from. Even if it comes from your backyard and it sounds better than you, you have to take notice. You know, some guys inspire me so much, I'm like, damn, man, I wish I wrote that song, you know? So, otherwise, if you're not getting inspired, then what are you doing in this game? If you think there's no Zeus here, you know, anybody can get replaced. We're all going to perish. So, you know, while you still have it, you need to appreciate it and work at it and present it as much as you can to the people that want to consume it. So, yeah.
Black Les is in studio. When we come back, the beat is here. The man is here. We need the bars.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa experience.
The O'Neill Africa experience.
There we go. It's a classic, so there's no way you wouldn't be able to do justice to this. This is Black Les.
Yeah.
Woo!
You know what, before I rap, maybe I should like do a little... we're gonna rap on this. Just speak from a woman's perspective, shall we?
Okay, cool. Do your thing.
Oof. Yeah. In this cold world, naysayers saying, go girl, throwing your life away, but they say it's your world. I used to dream about conquering the whole world, now I'm stuck between Sodom, Gomorrah, and Joburg. I'm a queen in a nice scene, telling myself, ain't no bad bitch like me. Besides that, all the big spenders like me, but how come nobody wanna wife me? Dudes selling me pipe dreams. Before they pipe me, they treating me like a queen, saying sweet things like you look like Kylie, using every trick in the book to get inside me. I went to church to find a better life for me, but my youth pastor wanna fuck me. My father wanna touch me. All I really need is somebody that'll love me for me. I say all I really need is somebody that'll love me for me. Okay. Yeah,
Let me wait for the strings to come in. Let's go. Let me tell you what I came to do. I came through and did exactly what I'm paid to do. Like a male prostitute, clientele cop the juice. I make you suckers move like Hitler and Shaka Zoo. What a cruise through to use a mission impossible. I'm ill, I sneeze on beats, you dudes got excuses. Get that in my barricade smooth talk. I grip it, got you cherries. My folk, I shop my moonwalk with Grenjo. Quit the theatrics, umoj. Leave the mic alone before your ear gets chewed off. I love my people, so I smile doing photo ops. Knew everything, my new girl looking Photoshop.
Okay, is that what's happening here? Is that what's happening here? Stand by, we're coming back.
Ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3. Back into the boom. It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the only love Africa experience.
This feels very good, man.
I don't doubt.
This is Blacklist hanging out with Casper Nyovest, Saranyuga. So what was going on here? It sounds like you guys are having fun.
Lots of it.
How did you pick Casper?
You know, I had a strange story, man. I had this beat, right? From like I worked with this kid called Denizi. His manager sent me beats. And I happened to like this one.
Mm-hmm.
But then the sample was just so, like, obvious.
Yeah.
But I loved it. So I was thinking, I was chilling, and I was like, you know, I never really worked with Cass. And, you know, sometimes people like to create issues where there are no issues, where
yeah.
people might think there's, like, a situation between me and him or whatever. You know, we never really, like, were on each other's radars like that. It was always respect, you know? So I DM'd him. I was like, yo, man, I've got this beat. He was like, remember, he had just even dropped his album.
Yeah.
You know, it would be nice. We never worked together. I really respect the music. I listen to your album, you know. And he said, hey, man, no doubt. You know, cause he was traveling a lot, going to Sway, whatever. He's like, we'll do it. Please send me the beat. So I sent him the beat. He said, we'll do it, we'll see. We'll see as soon as when there's time. So I kept quiet, I was waiting for him to tell me. So I kept on going on about my business, recording my album. Then he hit me up.
Okay.
He's like, yo, you haven't sent that beat. I'm like, yo, give me the mail. I sent him the mail. And then he says to me, yo, the beat's hot, but let's get in studio together.
Yeah.
Instead of me versus whatever.
Ah, nice.
So I went over to his studio. We added a few things, him and his producer and keyboardist Ali Keys. They're like, oh, we need to give it more thump. Let's flip the sample around, you know. So he was very hands on with it. It wasn't just the first.
Nice.
So before he even recorded, like, the beat was being reworked and keys were being played, and it sounded dramatically different to the original.
Were you happy with that though?
Very happy. It took the song to another level. Single strength. And we shortened some of the hook just to make it a single. So it was 10 times better than I had envisioned it. So,
nice.
Yeah. That's the vibe was very, the energy was real. You know, good positive vibes. And he was juggling a lot during that time. We spent a month working on this song because he was doing fill up, you know, preps and, you know. And I'd see him sort of reject other features and whatnot, but he's working on this one. So
nice.
It was pretty cool, man. It was nice to get that kind of energy from him, and, you know.
What song are you looking forward to the audience here? What song are you mostly excited about from the project?
Yo, I'm draining it. Yes. Yo, it's about 5 of them. 6, 7.
No, there has to be one. There has to be one.
Oh, man. Yo, dog. There's a song called No Worries. Oh, man. Oh. Mama say, God don't like you ugly. Hold my hand, forget your worries. Mama say, God don't like you ugly. Hold my hand and forget your worries.
Oh man.
Why specifically that song? Is it the energy? Is it the content? Why
do,
does it
do you have a beat so I can spit one verse from there?
What kind of beat?
Like a chilled play some stuff, I'll tell you. So you can hear why. And it's like, and it's got a lot of single strength, but I'm saying stuff there because I say stuff, you know. Oh man, I'm looking forward to that song.
Trying to sort this out real quick. What happened to that? Like, hold on, just give me a sec.
And it's not the only song that I'm looking for, but you said pick one, so
yeah.
Woo. I'm gonna spit a verse, just a verse. I'm not, you know.
Do your thing, do your thing.
Ooh, shout out Beanie Sigel. Ooh, Sigel, Sigel. I'm old school, man. Okay. Mama say, God don't like your ugly. Stop being a couple that fights in public. Yeah, I found some joy that you can't take from me. Crack the champagne cause I feel so bubbly. Ooh, dance to the beat. Don't dance around the truth. Spring in my steps so I bounce when I move. Understand, there's no me without you. There's love both ways, so it's you that I choose. They say money running the country. What happens when a honey is hungry? Falls for a dude whose pockets is chunky. Careful, baby, you don't want a Sunday Le Mansui. Shoot, all this trouble just for VIP. Ain't the police, but baby, let me see ID. Rest in peace to Pac and B.I.G. Tell him to tell Steve Biko we are free. Ah, yes.
O'Neal Africa Experience. Africa Experience. The number one African music vault.
Here's something else that I know about you.
Yeah.
Yes. I got this beat for you because people don't know that. You're also a fan of Kwaito. Yeah. And you know, I can pick up in some of the singles that you put out.
Okay. Let's go. Zella Emma. Okay, hold on. Let me take some from the archives, man. Okay. Da da pa pa da pa. Anyway, he wants everything nice. Hey, he can tell you the price. Look left, look right. Hey. Zala Emma fella foul. And Lex Cator, Tina Gadi Teleta. Bumko Bose, Chief Nagadi Teleta. Wabala Bala Libetore Rakilita. Wow, listen. Wow, listen. Let's bring it back. Except Fida me out, Sarah chances. Aretle maro chala ridi kwam kwet. Remom chipamo, uchikita bao fet. Obes lementuana butlava butlao chis. Kopitori chala cheria go pelindaba. I'm not a jailbird, but baby, peli number. Yeah, la, kalikin, ritol pinyalel. But Fred, Khalid, cheese boy, eba. No doubt, but you. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Hey. It began in Africa. The O'Neal Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora.
Here's a brand new one.
Oh, snap.
And it features Black Lad.
Oh, snap. That's the fraternity.
You the baddest around, baby, and yeah, that's why.
A fresh new one from Capital, and it features Black Lads. It's called Baddest Around.
Sorry, let me correct. The Fraternity featuring the DJ fraternity. Capital,
yeah,
and Black Lads.
Ah, nice. Yeah, yeah. So tell me about this one. It's a new one.
Yeah. I mean, the Fraternity is a duo from Bloemfontein. A couple of young guys, you know. Capital and myself have worked with them before, so they've got a lot of respect for the music and sounds.
Yeah,
you know, so that's why it's easy to always work with them. So yeah.
How do we prepare for Baby Brother, the album?
I get excited every time I get asked that question. A question about Baby Brother. You can't prepare. There's no adequate preparation for it. You can't. You are not prepared for it.
Once I've listened to the album, what do you want me to take away from it?
You are going to
what I want you to take away from it. I want you to, if there is, I want you to be more positive about life. I want you to be more optimistic about yourself. And if, like me, I want you to secretly believe certain things about yourself that are positive. You don't have to be loud about them. You know, people don't like things that are loud. Things that are loud are not necessarily long-lasting. Sometimes things that you keep in, but they manifest. They just come out. Those are the things. So I think I'm tapping into hidden places where people are. I'm going to bring out that hidden joy in you as a listener. I swear to you.
What kind of support do you expect from the listener?
I think my audience will be wider. It's already widening as we speak. So I expect now people know what Black Lens is about. It's so crazy. It's great that I haven't, as you put it off air, that I haven't had to pivot or jump out of character to get people to listen to me. I just, you know, I stayed in my lane and people came to their senses. So I expect more of the same, even more. I expect people to be crazy about my level of songwriting, to fall in love with it. I expect lots of women to want me to be their boyfriend. You know, because I'm so measured in my music. I'm a measured man.
I like that.
And I make great music. And, you know, so, yeah.
Black Les, I'm a fan. And I hope that you do build a much wider audience base. Yeah. And more and more people continue to consume your artistry. Exactly. Thank you very much for sharing art with us.
Thank you.
And this is how we play out. We're playing out with Sakanyuga.
Yes, the single.
It features Casper Nyovest.
Video coming out very soon.
This is Baby Brother. When it drops, please make sure that you support true artists.
I'll be back here when it drops, brother.
Definitely. We're going to do something special. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be available as a podcast. You and I will link up again together next week, Friday. I'm out of here. Much love to you, Palisa. Please get well soon.
This is CliffCentral.com.